This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie on your one-stop radio show for girls who love. I've got to say, we're heading to 28 minutes to 7. We've got a text through on 0427-JOY949 from Kay. Hi, Kay. And she says, dear girlfriends, I like your show, but tonight the screeching hurts my ears. We're so sorry. Haven't seen each other in a while and we get a little bit excited and our excitement does borderline on screeching. No, and you know, it is a very squeaky show, so I do apologise, Kay. Hopefully the melatones, the soothing sounds of my voice now.
We're going to sound like Richard Mercer.
I'm trying not to screech while I'm laughing, but we may sound like Richard Mercer. You may think you're tuning in to love song dedications,
yes.
But I do have a love song dedication coming up shortly for my favourite DJ in Melbourne, DJ Rod. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I've got to say, when I was back in my clubbing days where I could last past 1 a.m. I've got to say, I remember heading out to this club on Commercial Road. It was called Heaven's Door, no longer there anymore, obviously, but I saw him DJ,
yes.
And every Saturday when he was on, I had to go there because he just fills a dance floor.
Yep.
And I think still today, he still does it quite easily.
You know, I used to always go to Heaven's Door too, and yeah. I used to be like, I looked up at Rod because obviously you're the best DJ there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, Rod, play Birthday Sex. And I'm like, oh my God, play Usher, yeah. And you would always do it. And yeah, I loved you from then.
I'm obliged to you guys. I mean, you've got a close place to my heart.
I've got to say too, Rod, though, I remember like back then a big song, one of my favourite songs was Eve's Tambourine. And I remember I always went up to Rod going, hey, Rod, can you play Eve's Tambourine? He's like, yes. Hey, Rod, can you play Eve's Tambourine? And it got to a point where I went up to him and was like, Tambourine, I got it.
Tambourine,
go,
I got it, yeah.
Tambourine Lady.
That was a good nickname to have.
Tambourine Lady. Eve would be better.
Eve would be much better, but hey, I got Tambourine Lady. You got to take what you get, you know, Eve. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
You're benighted by D-Day, you take it because it's a compliment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Rod, like, you've been spinning around the R&B circuit for a while. Like, what's been your background? Because I only discovered you on the gay scene, but you've actually had a straight background.
Yeah, DJing. So I started in about 2003. I used to work at an old club called Frostbites on Chapel Street.
Wow.
It's now called Temperance. Remember, yep. Frostbites.
So yep. I used to do the R&B room upstairs, and I did the Marquee Club and also an R&B club down the road called Hyde Cocktail Lounge, and I did a stint at the Loft as well.
Yeah.
And then after
Love the Loft.
Yeah.
That was a great place. Is that still there?
No, it's now called the Key Club again.
They've all changed
names. So, and then after that, I got introduced to a friend that ran Heaven's Door. And then since then, I've been working at D&M Bar and Nightclub, and it's been going on about 5 to 6 years now for the gay and lesbian community. And it's been a great honour because, you know, being myself, like playing the music that I enjoy and adapting to the crowd every week, it's great. So, yeah.
I've got to say too, like D&M are obviously a Joy sponsor. It does seem to be the happening club at the moment, and I know the girls absolutely love you. Do you find a difference? Because I know with the gay scene especially, R&B isn't seen as a popular genre, but would you disagree?
Oh, look, everywhere where I've been playing, people request, you know, the 90s to 2003 type of R&B, which is quite prevalent in the straight scene as well. I mean, they do like the fusion type of R&B at the moment now, where it's quite a high BPM. But yeah, like there's not really much of a difference. Like, you know, I guess there's gay people and the lesbian community love their R&B as well, and I think mixing it up every week tries to, you know, make it kind of better for me every week, and I just improve on that every week. So
what's your most common request? What song you get all the time?
Eve's Tambourine.
No. Besides Ginny.
People tend to ask for Kylie Minogue at D&M, and I tell them to go to the pop room, but really at the moment I get people asking me for Teach Me How to Dougie, or you know, the a lot of Next, Too Close. Like, everyone loves that song.
That would be me going, Next, Too Close. Yeah, definitely.
And Rack City as well.
Of course, yes.
Now, can I ask, what is a Rack City? Is it as what it... Is it what
city
what
full of boobs?
But that's there what I was going to say. Was city it about boobs. What we were talking about before?
Probably.
So you'd want a small rack city.
I'd love a rack town, actually. Or maybe a village, a rack village. That'd rack, be nice.
It doesn't
rack actually really. No, rack suburb.
Rack suburb.
Give me a rack suburb.
You just want a rack street. This is a rack street girl. Okay. I'm going to call you that.
I'm okay. The rack street.
Zebu's going to start up a new girl band called the Rack Street Girls.
And it'll just be me.
Just be you and your
little,
rat's tail.
Little me.
And your rat's tail.
And my rat's tail.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, joined by DJ Rod. We'll be back with more right after a bit of Pence. Do you know what this song is, Rod?
Yes.
What's it called?
I Want to Be Your Lover.
There you go.
By Prince.
Tambourine Girl.
He knows all his music. This is Joy 94.9. Her Society. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. That was Prince there with I Want to Be Your Love.
Wow.
Your one-stop radio show for girls who love. DJ Rod joining us in the studio. We'll be back with him right after these announcements. Are you ready?
What? Ready?
You ready?
Ready for what?
Read it.
Where are we going?
Read the live read.
Oh, this one right here. Yes. The Joy 94.9 GL HV calendar is here and it's only $10. Yes, we've dropped the price to just $10.
It's pretty good, eh?
It's damn good. It's glossy, gorgeous, and features many of your favorite Joy personalities.
February.
Support Joy. Pick up one today from proud Joy supporters. Chapel Off Chapel, Eagle Leather, Hares and Hyenas, Manhouse, Gaswood Art Park, Gasworks Art Park, or the Joy Studios. For more info, call 1-300-JOY-949 and you can own a piece of you and I on your wall.
Absolutely.
You can stick it wherever you want.
Can you imagine February? It's the month
it's
of
just,
love.
You know, and just keep February open for the rest of the year because it's really all you want to look at,
pretty
right?
Pretty much. I mean, look, there are the very good-looking Joy presenters in there. I mean, I've got to say, Murphy's Law, that one is
that's
hot.
Not bad, yeah.
I don't know what month they are, but their photos are. But you know what? Ginny and Natalie in February.
Oh, killing it, you
it's
know?
The month where most babies are made. Did you know that?
Really?
Valentine's Day. That's why there's so many November babies, because of Valentine's Day. But you know what? With that, the population, if Julie G wants a booming population, Ginny and Natalie's February calendar in the Joy GLHB is the answer.
To look at.
Just look at it, and babies will just form.
Well, hey, it's a world record, because no one has ever got me in, what do you call it, a petticoat? What?
A petticoat, yes.
High heels. Red lipstick and curls.
And pearls.
And pearls.
The beaded necklace was hilarious.
Oh my God, I forgot about the beaded necklace.
I was going to say, you once up radio show for girls with pearls.
True. Pearls is, you know, bubble tea and all. Well, you've actually stopped drinking bubble tea.
I have stopped drinking bubble tea for a while now. I'm also on decaf coffee. What is becoming of me?
Wow.
And the woman that I was.
Wow.
It's like diminishing.
Shameful.
I
shameful.
Know.
No, that's good. Are you feeling much healthier from that?
Well, the first time I quit coffee, the first 3 days were absolute pain because I had this headache I could not get rid of. Coffee. All I was so tired. Like I'd get home from work, go to sleep, get up, go to sleep. Seriously, I'd be asleep or at work. That's all I'd be doing those whole 3 days. But now I find if I do have coffee, I'm actually up till 2 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
Before, if I had coffee at 7 p.m., it had no effect on me. Now I'd be up and I'm wired.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So if I have if I've got a big night or an event coming up, I'll have a coffee at 7 p.m. Yo, I'm done for the night.
I think I've abused coffee now because I actually need coffee to go to sleep. If I don't have a coffee before I go to sleep, I'm like wired Zee-boo. And I'm looking at the wall going, a new coffee.
That's not good.
It's not good. So coffee actually puts me to sleep.
Well, that's actually not right.
It's looped and done the reverse on me.
It's like, yeah, we ain't going to wake this girl up.
Yeah,
we're just going to do
the other
thing
now. Might as well just knock her out.
May as well. At least you'll stop harassing us then. That's what your caffeine beans are saying to you. That's right.
Thanks.
If your caffeine beans could talk.
yes.
Tambourine
girl.
A man who is purchasing the GLHV calendar, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, we'll make him.
We'll make him. DJ Rod.
Hey, Rod.
Now, we're talking before about what you've been doing. What have you got coming up? Because, you know, you are a very busy man outside your DJing.
Well, coming up, I've got Bling.
Oh, there you go. The Joy sponsor Bling. Mm. There you go. I didn't actually intend on you saying that, but there you go.
And I got Bounce R&B tonight at D&M Bar and Nightclub.
Yeah. It's quite the happening night with you DJing there. I've got to say, when you're spinning away, the girls are bopping away. But I've got to say, as a DJ, what do you love playing the most?
Oh, I love my 90s R&B and hip-hop. And
like your Montels?
My Montels, my Groove Theory, you know.
Yeah.
Soul For Real.
Oh, hello.
Jodeci.
Hey, I'm sorry, but I have to bring up Jodeci.
Don't
I have
make
to bring up Jodeci.
Jodeci.
Last November, we were talking with two DJs from LA, and this one here calls Jodeci on air Jodeci. Come on.
Don't give me
you
that.
You've got to give it to her.
Do not
you
give
gotta
me
give
face.
It to her. Joe okay. Decky.
Okay, you know what? The way it was spelt in sure. iTunes, the way it was imported in by a music director, I'm kidding, sure. I'm blaming you for this.
Sure.
It had a K in it. So who would... It's J-O-D-E-C-K-I. Who wouldn't pronounce that Jodeci if it didn't have the K?
Y'all that know who Jodeci is wouldn't say Jodeci. Jodeci.
Okay, good point. But... okay, you got me. You got me on that one. But still, like, you know, and it was really embarrassing because it had to be when people from America were actually in the studio.
They grew up with the stuff.
And I'm like, you know, Jodeci. Let's just go. And then they're lecturing me on my radio show what to say. It's fun.
It was actually fun times.
So yes. Jodeci.
Jodeci. Rod, can I make a request? This is my first request. I'm not going to be there tonight, but can you play something for me in spirit?
Yeah, that's fine.
So for real, Candy Rain.
Ah, oh, definitely. That'll be one of my 2 o'clock Lordy. To 3 o'clock closing songs.
Thank you. Can I request a song too?
Don't play Jodeci.
Eve Tambourine.
Eve Tambourine again.
When you play that, it goes off though. Hey,
Rod, what time do you start your set?
From 10 till 3.
Can you play that 10:01?
Hey, at least I'll probably be awake for it, unless I have my coffee. But I've got to say, like, do you like playing the Pussycat Dolls?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure you'd like to play with the Pussycat Dolls.
Anyway, I've got to say, but I've got what, like, you know, Nat was asking you about your most requested song. What is your least requested song?
Tambourine.
I guess a lot of people tend to not request the Chris Brown songs anymore.
Why is that?
I think they just don't have that kind of vibe and good melody to him.
It's very housey now, isn't it? He's got...
And he kind of goes into the low BPM, which is kind of slow. I mean, it works good in a club, but it just depends sometimes. Like, I'll get heaps of requests for Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, you know, Joe, Brian McKnight throughout the night. But really, it's just,
R&B, like, at the moment, it's not what it used to be, though. It's a bit more commercialised, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a bit more poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting pop groups and pop artists and kind of combining them together, and they've got a great duo. But I think it's kind of good that it's taking that type of, you know, move, because it'll come back to the way we like it. It's kind of like a vicious circle, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, that's interesting. I miss it, though. You know,
absolutely.
I miss the old stuff,
the pure R&B.
I wish they would make new old stuff.
I know, new old school,
new old school,
new school,
new school.
Yeah,
we've got. I don't know. Yeah, we shouldn't name genres.
This is Earth Society with Ginny and Natalie. This is Martin Solveig with The Night Out. This is Joy 94.9. Oh, hold on, he's not playing at the moment.
Martin, where are you?
Don't know what's up with that. No, we'll have to go to another track, I reckon. How about we play
Joy Decky?
Very funny.
What?
I'm glad that you're amused. I'm not amused at all. There we are. Armin Val Haldon as well with Anyway. Shout out to Melbourne's coolest guru, and I mean the coolest.
Hi, Pavati.
All right, Pavati. Pavati Sundari, also one of the co-hosts of Her Society, is texting.
I'm very surprised and very humble that you still remember what I sound like.
She remembers you. She's known you for yonks.
Yes.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, taking you through to 7 o'clock. Can you believe there's only 5 minutes left of our show?
I know, and I just got started. I just got here.
We go through the same process every time, and the fact that, you know, it's 1 hour show, and it just flies.
Yeah.
You just got here. When will you be back?
Next week.
Good. So we don't need to go through this getting to know the new game again.
No.
I'm going to rewrite the questions and I'm going to make them really rude. That's right.
We can do that. We can do that next week. I'll rewrite my questions too.
Top or bottom? Nazi, but there you go.
Sideways.
You know what? Or any number that you pick. Top or bottom?
Top or bottom.
14. Top or 14.
Bottom or top? Underneath or overneath?
Overneath. Oh, I'm so underwhelmed at the moment. No.
Oh, what?
Overwhelmed? You can't be whelmed. That's right.
What do you mean you can't be whelmed?
I'll let you know after these sponsorship announcements.
Okay.
Join 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, coming to you live in Melbourne, Australia, and all over the world via joy.org.au. Hey, if you're not in Melbourne or Australia, you can, or if you are in Melbourne or Australia, you can download the iPhone app. It's free off the Joy website. It's joy.org.au. Download it from anywhere in the world, and you can listen to us anywhere.
Through your phone.
We'll
be on your phone.
Can you imagine us being on
your
phone?
We will be in there looking through all your contacts and seeing who you've got.
And we will
and calling them.
I'll be calling them and like, hey,
mama.
We just want to talk to you. We'll try not to reach or anything like that, but it's quite fun. And so download that. Or if you want to check out everything that's happening with Her Society, Facebook is quite easy. Zebu, what is it?
/ Her Society Online.
Exactly.
You can tweet us, can't you? At Her Society Live.
Absolutely. So facebook.com/Her Society Online, or tweet us.
Tweet.
At
Her Study Live.
Because we've got some interesting interviews coming up. We've got a Havana Brown coming up as well.
Yes, because Havana is going to be in a diner.
She's going to be headlining, one of the headliners for the biggest lesbian party
in the world.
Our little Havana
the
Brown.
Biggest. It's our mothership.
Yeah, it is our mothership.
It's our mothership.
It is. It's held in Palm Springs every year. She's going to be headlining that. So she's going to be joining us in the studio over the next couple of weeks over the phone.
Who
because
else do they have?
You know why she's joining us over the phone?
Why?
3 years ago, Havana Brown was in with me on the Hump Day Crew breakfast show.
Yes.
And I may have fed her some things which may have caused her to gag.
I may have heard about that.
So
too.
She may not do any live interviews with me again, which is cool.
It's your fault.
It probably is my fault. Yes. Look, you know, but I've got to say, the girl was a sport. She ate Tim Tams and tomato sauce mixed together.
Wow, that's disgusting.
But you know what? I asked her manager to give me a list of her favourite things. And because a DJ, she's a DJ, I thought I'd mix it all together.
Oh my God.
You know, that's what DJs do, they mix. Why can't I mix food?
Fair enough.
So that's what I did, and she's probably not going to be here in live, but hey, you know what? She's a good sport. She's going to come on air.
Well done.
We've got Havana Brown. Hopefully we've got Aha Her.
Oh my.
Which is going to be pretty exciting.
You know, can we say, tell the story about Aha Her the
Absolutely.
First time we saw, oh my lordy. Speaking of Dinah Shore, 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So long. You and I were at the closing party Sunday night at Zelda's in Palm Springs, California. And we went up to, was it the VIP room or was it just a general area? It was like a VIP section, wasn't it?
It was a little bit of a VIP area.
So we went to the back of the
VIP. We weren't allowed in.
We just snuck in because that's how we roll. And we went to the back and there was these two girls at the bar just making out like no tomorrow. Hands were everywhere. Tongue was everywhere.
A leg was up somewhere
leg
too.
Leg was up one end over the ear or something. The hand was like on the ass or wherever it was in some place. And
Zebu, why were you looking so closely and paying so much attention?
You know why? Because they were hot. They were hot.
Because the hair, the back of the head looked so familiar.
The leg was like in such an extraordinary position. Yeah. But anyway, we went to the bar and we were standing next to this couple who was going gung-ho. And we looked and we realized that it was Aha Her. It was
Leisha Haley and Camille.
It's Camille, isn't it? Yeah, it was Leisha and Camille. And we just freaked.
We're like, oh my God, Alice from the
Oh my God, Alice from the Elwood. They're right there getting with each other. This is like the scoop.
This is good, which we couldn't tell anyone.
We had to maintain our professionalism, and we had to keep it confidential because they weren't out.
You know, can you imagine if we were one of those Hollywood Scoop reporters?
Oh my God,
it would be tweeted straight away.
We should have called Alan.
We should have called Alan. We didn't.
Alan would have been right here, right now, going, "Girls, thank you for giving me the scoop."
Yeah, but no,
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 no
scoop.
No. We decided
the
to
only
be.
Scoop we got was a yogurt down the road.
That is it.
The day after.
Yep. And I got sick from it because I'm lactose intolerant.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, right here on Joy 94.9. Coming up is Dennis and Dick with A Touch of Pink.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.